You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You know, I know we're playing the game, but I was pondering as I was in the bathroom again, the squatters thing, because it's so annoying. And I see we have contestants. I'm not going to derail it. But there has to be, you know, if I committed a murder, right? I get immediately arrested, and I go see, like, an emergency judge or something, right? And he sets my bail or something, right? You present some preliminary evidence or something. If this is becoming such a big problem, which it clearly is, I think we need to have, like, more judges or something. We have to have, right? And they could do, like, emergency hearings to have these things adjudicated within, like, a week or 10 days or something. And you go from there, right? Because what's happening is it's getting lost in the process. They're taking advantage of
definitely
the red tape
loopholes in the system.
Right. So we have to have an emergency judge set up in various counties or states jurisdictions, and you knock these out.
Sounds like a passion project for Eric Bickle.
Well, I mean, this is just it's beyond ridiculous. It's infuriating.
And the laws are different
it's just
in every state.
Infuriating. Mm-hmm.
I have a buddy who just texted me. Who I didn't even know he was a real estate attorney. I knew he was an attorney.
Yeah.
Former neighbor of mine. And he said, you do have to go through the court system. Once you prove your case, then you can get the tenants or squatters evicted by sheriff's schedule and evictions. It's just a process.
Okay. So we have to.
You want to expedite the process.
100%. So we have a special court, a special judge in every state or whatever, and they deal with these issues. And you got a squatter. You go see him right away. You get an immediate injunction or something, and the sheriff can kick their asses out.
Sounds like you have the framework of a plan.
There we go. Just solve the problem.
You have it.
Solve the problem while I took a duty.
Well, the system, at least in Virginia, was like a 30 days deal. Like you have to give the squatters 30 days notice.
Why don't we cut it down to a week? Let's give them about a week, okay, to figure it out. Because we all have lives here. We don't have time to be messing around for months. Anyway, just was pondering that as I was making a duty. All right. Ready to play the game? Which game are we playing?
I believe we're playing Password.
Password. All right. That requires all of us to be here. Where's Jason?
He's doing, I think, what you just did in the bathroom.
Too. Is he too?
I believe so.
I heard someone making some terrible sounds.
Well, that's probably him.
He never does that.
I know. And he usually doesn't do it when there's somebody else in the bathroom. That's
I mean,
a big
he never
upset.
Does it here. I assume he does it all
no,
the
no,
time, like everybody else.
He can't even go in the bathroom. If he sees feet, he can't go in the bathroom.
Yeah, he's very bathroom phobic.
You know what I had to do the other day? This was rock bottom. This was rock bottom. Rest stop duty.
Oh, that is rock bottom.
Rock
It doesn't
bottom.
Get any worse than that.
I had to do it at the Molly Pitcher rest stop.
Not familiar with her work.
Do you know, are you familiar with that one, Valdez? The Molly Pitcher rest stop in Jersey. It was a crisis. There was nothing I could do.
Do you think that's worse than the airplane? I've done it on an airplane, which
airplane,
is nubs.
Airplane isn't that bad.
It's so just small.
It's just tight quarters.
Yeah.
But a rest stop, you got to imagine, it's like the Indy 500 of duty. Like,
oh, yeah.
People just go in there.
No regard whatsoever.
Like, and it's just happening constantly.
Yeah.
It's like 24/7, 365 duties.
By the way, Molly Pitcher was an American patriot who carried pitchers of water to soldiers during the Revolutionary War's Battle of Monmouth. I bet you didn't know that when you went and took a squatter at the Molly Pitcher rest stop.
But I felt like this is rock bottom. This
yeah,
was,
it's
this
not
would
great.
Be, like if I was a cokehead or something, this was, that was rock bottom.
The
yeah,
Battle
that
of
was
Monmouth?
My rock bottom.
Battle of Monmouth, whatever that was.
Normally, never, when I'm on the road, I'll seek out a hotel, but I just you know I just didn't have time.
I have never and will never take a dump at a rest stop.
Well, what are you gonna do if it's
the
a
side
crisis?
Of a road? I would find at minimum I would find a sheets. Like
but
that would be
that's
where
much
I, that's,
better.
That's where I draw the
not,
line.
But that's where everybody poops there
it's
too.
The same.
I just hold in a higher regard than I do.
The great hack for just an emergency is find like a Marriott or something and you just go on their main floor.
I think that's a solid move.
Yeah. You know, if it's you not can utilized one. Quite as much. A rest stop
find like
is
a,
literally.
Find like a Fairfield Inn. Yeah. And just walk in, because nobody knows whether you're a guest or not. Yeah. You just walk in like you own the place.
Were you just in the bathroom? Did you have a crisis?
Yeah, I had a little issue.
I was in there, and I heard somebody, and it was you?
It was me. And I didn't want to go
in
there.
Did you see my sneaks?
I didn't know those were your shoes.
Yeah.
I don't know what shoes you wear, but I knew someone was in there, but I
well,
couldn't
if they're
help
untied,
them.
You probably know it's EB. He's untied his shoes.
It's just a terrible feeling.
He's untied.
Of course,
I never tie my shoes. Only
he
time
never
I tie my
ties
shoes.
You didn't know that?
Is if I play golf, I'll tie them.
That's a weird bit.
If I run, I like to just slip them on.
So that's a lazy man's way to wear the shoes.
He is the king of lazy.
That's the ultimate.
Drab,
in
do you
lazy.
Tie your shoes?
Of course. I'm an adult.
Yeah, right. So doesn't tie your shoes.
Do laces drag on the ground?
Ups. I try to pull them up. I usually put knots.
Have you guys
around
not noticed
it.
That?
Well, I usually put knots around it
no,
so it doesn't drag
it.
In the urine.
Yeah, I guess. I don't know if this is laces dragging on the ground because that would be disgusting.
No, I mean, sometimes it does happen, but I put knots in my shoelaces so that they can't, generally, they can't do that.
But he never on. Loops
this is
his
weird.
Shoelaces.
Don't your shoes get broken into the point where even if they're tied, you can just slip them on and off for the most part?
Yes.
I mean,
I don't do that. No, I would never stuff my foot in a tied shoe.
That, people it do it every
understand.
Day.
That would hurt the shoe.
Once you stretch your shoe out, you don't have to. You just
would
keep
hurt
them tied.
The shoe?
I mean, no. I just have big fat feet. I couldn't do that. I couldn't stuff my foot in a tied shoe.
People, no. Millions of people.
I don't
do
that either.
Break the back end of it.
I don't
too.
Do that either.
Like, huh?
I don't do that.
Yeah.
You untie every time?
Yeah.
I definitely don't do that.
Well, no, I might, you know, pull
you
them
kick
off.
Them off, but you have to loosen them before you put them in. Come on, you guys are monsters. You guys are just stuffing
no,
your
I
feet.
You're the one that's not even tying
people.
Your shoe.
Yeah, but what's the problem?
It just looks unsightly. Shoelace is dragging
you've
around.
You've never noticed it.
Flopping around.
I've worked with you for 40 years. You've never noticed it.
Yeah, because you're usually wearing slides and socks, which looks hard to do.
We notice your shoes clomping around everywhere. Yeah. And they do that because they're not tied.
Possibly.
My
possibly.
Right
foot.
That's
my right foot.
That's your signature. Yeah. You clomping around.
Yeah, possibly. Like, these shoes are pretty snug that I'm wearing right now, these Under Armours. Hovers. These are when they first came out.
All right, we're going to play Junkie's Password if you want to get in. 800-636-1067. We'll have two contestants. They choose Junkies as their partners, and whoever figures out the password first wins the prize.
I got a poor showing last time we did Password. I need
All
to
right.
vindicate myself.
Let's go to John in Vienna. John, what's up, buddy?
How you doing?
Hey, how are you?
Hello, John. Who would you like to partner with, John?
How about Jason?
All right, you got Jason. You're in. Let's go to David. David Silver Spring. Who do you want to partner with, pal?
Yeah, I'll go with JP.
All right.
Jason, you could choose the password, and you could choose if you go first.
Oh, geez.
Choosing who goes first is very strategic.
Second. You always go second.
Yeah.
Because these are.
This is a one cluer.
Well, it's definitely a two cluer.
So go second.
I'm trying to think which one I want. All right, I'll go one.
And remember, rules of the game.
And you going first?
No, Cakes can go first.
You can't,
it's me.
Yes.
Oh, I'm sorry.
You two dogs. You can't throw somebody off with a just a random nonsensical
right, it has
clue.
To be
it has to be pertaining
in the realm,
to the
yeah.
password.
All right.
It's probably a two cluer.
Could be. But
all right,
knows?
David.
Do you really care? I mean,
David.
Yes.
Your clue is Steelers.
Steelers is the clue.
Take a guess.
Got 3 seconds.
Bill Cowher.
Ooh.
I think that's a horrible guess, but that's just me.
Well, I mean, it's two cluer. Right? Flamac?
Probably.
Who's
I'm
my
not,
guy?
I'm not just giving
your
it to
guy is John.
Oh, no, it's David, isn't it?
No, David is with JP. Is with me. John is with JP.
Right, oh, that's right. That's right. That's
John.
Right.
You there?
Good morning.
Yeah.
Coach.
Yeah, I'm here.
Coach.
He's there. Oh, Coach is
Coach
the
is my
I thought you were talking to him like you knew him.
Yeah. Hey, Coach. What's up, Coach?
Yeah.
I do call everybody
Tomlin.
Coach. Yes.
Yes. Congratulations. Job. You're going to win 2 tickets to Jeff Lynn's ELO, the Over and Out Tour, Wednesday, September 25th, the Capital One Arena. Tickets on sale Friday, March 22nd at 10 a.m., courtesy of Live Nation. All right. We still have Chris Brown tickets. We can do another password real quick. Who's up?
All right. Hold on. I'm going to put him on hold.
Yeah, that was a two clue.
All right. Let's go. Keith and Laurel. Hey, buddy. Who do you want to work with?
Hey. Hey, EB.
Who do you want?
Enzo. I will go with Jason.
You got all right. Jason? All right. And let's go to Jeff. Hey, Jeff. What's up, buddy? Who do you want to work with?
What's up, Junks? Let me work with Cakes.
All right.
We're trying to bring you to the promised land, Jeff.
All right. There's your clue, Cakes.
All right.
Okay. Who goes first?
I think Jason should go first this time since he went second.
All right. Last time. So you are serving up the clue to Keith.
Ooh, all right. This might be a 3 or 4 cluer. Who knows?
All right, who goes first?
Jason Bishop.
Jason to Keith.
All right. Simple clue. This is not going to give it away. I'm sorry.
Let's go.
Can I use this?
You're going to write it down, huh? All right, he's writing it down.
Can I say that, or do I have to say one of them?
I think you can say that. Proper All right. noun.
All right.
Go ahead.
Backup quarterback.
It's kind of cheating, but...
Kind of, but...
It's fine.
Jameis Winston.
Not a bad guess.
Where did Jameis sign?
Good guess.
Jameis
he's
Cleveland.
With the Browns.
Cleveland. Okay.
Yeah. The Browns right. have 4 quarterbacks. They got Deshaun. They've got Jameis. They've got... Huntley and they got a DTR.
They didn't want him back right. in New Orleans when he disrespected the coach.
No, Dennis House probably like, get him out of here.
Yeah.
with the quickness. All right, Jeff, you're gonna win here. Okay, you ready?
Yep.
You ready to win?
I'm ready to win.
All right. The first clue was backup quarterback.
Yeah.
Your second clue is dreamy.
Yeah.
Mm.
Dreamy.
Come on, Jeff. Give us a guess.
I love when Cakes pronounces. You're going to win here.
I'm in, by the way.
All right, too late. Too late. All right.
Sorry.
All right, Keith.
That's a great clue.
There's only one guy.
Drav is nodding. He knows who it is.
It's
so obvious.
It's so obvious.
It's so many times.
I can't help that I'm paired up with a dope.
I think that he'll get it here.
All right.
Who is it, Keith or Jeff?
Should already have
Keith.
I don't think I can give the team he's with because he's on our new team. I don't know if he'll
Keith,
get it.
Do you even need
That's a
clue?
That's a lot of talking board, by the way.
Sorry.
Cheating.
All right, Keith.
I bet he doesn't even need a clue.
Italian.
Jimmy Garoppolo.
Of course.
There you go.
I get
Who would even be in the running? Backup quarterback dreamy.
Sure, there's a lot. You don't think Sam Howell's dreaming?
There may be some in the running, but
a lot of good
he's dreaming. The leader in the clubhouse is Jimmy Garoppolo.
Yes.
Everybody knows he's a backup.
He's like a male model.
He's a handsome fella. Everybody knows this.
Well, these? You're
Except
into that
Jeff.
Kind of thing.
Jeff
who's
doesn't
a,
know.
Who's a dreamy backup quarterback?
Well, Garoppolo's the one seed.
He's the one
Thank
seed.
You.
First thing that comes to mind.
Right.
Yeah.
Wasn't he dating some like porno chick
yes.
with like big jugs?
Yes, he was.
Yeah.
Many years back.
Yeah.
I don't know. Maybe they're still dating. Right. I doubt it, but maybe they are.
Right. All right.
Don't put that loss on me. Put that loss on Jeff.
Hey, Keith, enjoy the Chris Brown show. 2 tickets to the 11-11 tour starring Chris Brown with special guest Money Long. Wednesday, July 3rd at Capital One Arena. Tickets are on sale now. For tickets and more event info,
Congrats,
visit
Keith.
thefandc.com/events. That's courtesy of Live Nation.
Need smarter contestants to pair up with. Just give great clues, and I just get left on the wayside.
Is Marcus Mariota dreamy?
He's a good looking.
He's not a bad looking guy. I mean, there's a lot of quarterbacks that I would like. I don't think Sam Howell's a bad looking guy, but I also wouldn't consider him dreamy.
Thank you. Dreamy is Jimmy Garoppoloville.
I'm trying to think.
Sam Darnold?
He's all right.
Potential starter.
Not as handsome as Jimmy G.
He's not that handsome, Sam Darnold. Like, I think Wally Szczerbiak is dreamy.
Dreamy guy. Sure, I'm with you there. Handsome chap.
We should do an all dreamy team.
Does he have any competition?
We should do an all dreamy team. I know my wife back in the day used to think Michael Jordan was dreamy.
Oh, really?
That was her guy.
Yeah.
She liked MJ.
Did she buy you his cologne back in the day, too, so you'd smell like him?
I probably did
Or you
that.
Might have bought
I probably did that.
I thought we agreed it. That, me and you agreed that Jalen Hurts is butt dreamy.
Did I?
Yeah, he's got a great smile.
Let me starter, though.
He also shaved his beard.
He's a good looking
Let
dude.
Let me see. Is Jalen Hurts?
Shaved his beard and mustache. Look. Different look.
It doesn't come to mind, but yeah, I mean, in that picture, I see him at the podium there. He's a good looking kid. No doubt about it. He's got a little goatee. Does he still have the goatee?
Here's all old school OG dreamy.
All right.
Rick Fox. That guy. Yeah,
now you're changing sports.
Yeah, I'm going to
different
sports.
Yeah, but I'm just saying, we're doing all world, all dreamy.
Yeah.
All
by the way, Jimmy
Mount
G.
Rushmore.
Yeah. Jimmy G bumps your guy, Carson Wentz, out of the backup job with the Rams.
Is Carson still a free agent?
I'm assuming.
So. Probably, it'd be again, it'd be like week seven or something to sign. I want to do a Mount Rushmore of all sports dreamy. Would you put Tom Brady in there?
Yeah.
Most women would.
I don't think so, because his body was so nubby
and
college.
And he was such a dork back at Michigan.
He was such a dork.
I mean, he's had a real glow up. Obviously, he's gotten better with age.
I think Giselle fixed him.
Yeah.
All right, Jimmy G for sure is there.
There's a couple McDreamies who play soccer.
You're a Ronaldo guy. Yeah.
Ronaldo and Beckham.
Yeah.
Beckham, that's true.
Beckham is handsome.
Yeah.
What about...
I want to hear what you used to say.
What about Mike Piazza?
Old school.
Big mustache. You like that look?
He's a good-looking guy.
I mean,
in his prime?
I guess I've never drooled after him, but maybe you're right.
I didn't say I drooled. Just trying to think of some other sports.
What about
hockey players, Cakes?
Well, Tom Wilson.
Tom Wilson.
You know what? Yeah, we got to put Tom Wilson.
He's the
Willie's
gold standard.
Be in there.
Yeah.
Willie, Jimmy G gold and standard. Willie, they're on Mount Rushmore.
All right, there you go.
Yeah. It's a good one.
And then maybe I would give you Cristiano Ronaldo.
Well, who's the cap, the old cap you embarrassed yourself over?
Who?
Peter Bondra.
Peter Bondra's definitely
handsome.
Was
he not handsome when he came in here?
Yeah. He was very handsome.
But he was old, so I think he just...
Yeah, but he's held up. I've seen him recently.
All right, so he's in the old Mount Rushmore. I mean, he's a handsome old guy.
He certainly is.
He's on the senior tour.
You know what? He's the most handsome man in the history of Slovakia.
It might be true.
I don't know who to comp him against. I'm just going with his home country. I'm just rolling the dice. Handsomest guy to ever come out of Slovakia. Peter Bondra. Bonza.
All right, hold on. Yeah, all right, so I know we got to go to break. But right now we got Jimmy G.
Yep.
Our Mount Rushmore of
Brady.
Dreamy. Who?
I think Brady's got to be on there.
I don't know. I'm resistant to him.
I don't think so.
We're talking about guys that like day one dreamy.
Yeah.
Day one dreamy.
Bend it like Beckham.
Cristiano.
Bend it like Beckham.
Beckham?
I think I have to agree with Drabby.
Beckham and Ronaldo. We're putting two soccer guys.
I don't know.
And then who was the other that we said? Willie.
Jimmy G.
No, Jimmy G and Willie.
Yeah. Willie.
There you go.
Willie's super handsome.
We're putting Wilson up there.
We're missing some.
We're missing some dreamies.
Yeah, we got to be missing some.
Well, you can text Lurch on the text machine.
Yeah, hit me up. We'll talk about the dreamy
dudes.
We'll
be busy all day.
For the next hour and a half.
All right, got to take a break. We're the Junkies. Coming right back.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear.
We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
So yesterday I missed the show because it was donuts for dads. And I wanted to ask you this.
Okay.
Are you good
Did you bring
with
any
small talk?
For these dads?
No. Are you good with small talk with people you don't know?
No.
No.
Absolutely not. I'm pretty much the worst at that.
It's really
weird. So people
weird.
You've never met before.
People I've never met. So Donuts for Dads at St. Elizabeth's yesterday. It was good. My daughter loved it, like having her dad show up at the school and stuff.
What kind of donut did you have?
I actually didn't have a donut. It was kindergartners and first graders. And I think there was probably like 100 dads there. I've met some because I coached the soccer team. So you end up. I sat next to somebody that I know who I could talk to, but right next to me was a guy who I'd never met.
Yeah.
And you just don't know what to say.
Yeah, it's tough. It can be tough.
And so you mind your own business. You know, I mean, why would you talk to him?
I mean, you could intro yourself.
Because it's kind of awkward that you're sitting
right
next to him.
Yeah, it's a little awkward.
Them. Say, hey, how you doing?
Yeah, just say, what's up?
Yeah, it's cold today. Sucks.
What's your kid's name?
On the air.
It's basically what it was.
On the air.
I just realized it's super awkward.
I don't really want to talk to people on the
Yeah.
Yeah, I like talking to people that I already know and I've established.
Now, if somebody comes up and they say they listen to the show or something, then that's it different.
Yeah, but
you're like,
yeah.
Oh, cool. It, man,
but
man, very
but
nice
in a way,
you.
Like, look.
Just
you,
like a rando?
But in a way, look. You started at Marist. You could do all these
very
tailgates.
Awkward at first.
Right. But they all were randos to you at the beginning.
Well, and thank God for them.
And then what you have in common is the school and the sport.
Right.
So
well, thank
I have
God
in common
were,
the
they
school.
They would bring me in and right. say, hey, they bring in the freshman parents and they just kind of say, hey, and you wear a little thing. And you say, oh, okay, and nice to meet you. But it is awkward. The first few weeks, very awkward.
Yeah, I just realized, I mean, I don't think there are that many events.
But that's why they
so
have booze, too.
Yeah, this was not booze. It was Roughly, coffee and donuts.
I know I suck at small talk. Will Dawkins, the GM of the Wizards, came into the
you
suite last night, and I had a handshake, and that was it.
You
and
had
then
nothing.
And I ran away to the bathroom
you
for 3 minutes
nothing.
And looked at my phone. I gave him nothing.
Right.
But luckily, other people picked up the slack. There were other people that were better and more willing to engage in small
Jason,
talk.
Jason, you know
but
how
you
we said
have.
You know how we said thank you for representing for us? Maybe we sent the wrong representative.
Hey, last time I checked, I was the only one representing us in the
I
entire
know, you're right.
Suite.
I couldn't do it.
Yeah,
I was running around.
So you're welcome. You're all welcome.
Oh, okay. Well,
you
thank
could,
you.
But if it was just you and him in the
then it would have been
you
fine.
Would have been fine.
But okay. I saw other more willing yeah. parties.
So you stepped aside.
That were
you weren't in the mood to talk last night.
He was I mean, in. I know him. He was in get home mode.
Right.
Because he was.
I was fine. I stayed. Past halftime, I got there at 6:45. I actually got there right about tip because it took forever to park.
Did you go to Caesar's Lounge?
I did not. But there was food and drink in the suite, so I was good.
But you had parking.
I did have parking.
And it still took a long time?
You still have to go down like through the maze because, yeah. I mean, it's you know it's not the biggest parking
did
lot.
Did you have
it's
to leave just, your keys in the car?
I had to leave my keys in my Matchbox car, yes.
Yeah. Who did you small talk with?
Trust me, nobody wants it.
That's fine. Who did I talk with?
The rooster.
I talked with the rooster while right. Grant Paulson's kids were climbing all over him in the suite.
Uh-huh.
Talked to him. I talked to who else? Let's see. I talked to Grant Paulson. I talked to Kevin Sheehan. He was there last night.
Nice.
So we talked a bit. That was about it.
I noticed this the other day too.
A little bit of talk to Seehoff, and his producer Anthony was there.
My daughter started doing this track practice, mm-hmm. which is an hour and 15 minutes. And I decided that I was going to kind of maximize the time, and I decided to go for a run mm-hmm. in between. So I drop her off, and when you're dropping off, you're waiting for the practice to start. There's a bunch of kids just – this was not just track practice for like 10 kids. It was for all the grades, mm-hmm. like kindergarten through eighth grade.
Sounds
there's
like
a ton of kids.
Sounds like a cluster F to me.
And, right, but you got to wait till it starts. Right. And so some of the dads are there. The ones I know come say hello. It's fine. Some of them listen to the show. Maybe they'll bring up something from the show. But then when I came back from the run, I ran, and there was about 15 minutes left of practice. You go back over there, and then they're just all talking about their jobs and this and that. I got nothing.
Yeah, you don't want to talk about
it. It just
that.
Wasn't interesting to you.
Are you going to talk about their IT consulting jobs? You got nothing to offer.
Nothing.
Yeah, you got nothing.
Yeah, I mean,
you're
just
talking about mispronouncing ELO's name
now,
on the show
if
today.
If I find out, I do like to find
what
out.
What did you say, LL?
LO.
I do like to find out, like, what people do. Like, I mean, one of the dads at the tailgate I found out last year, he's a pilot. He probably hates it. I always ask him flying questions. I always
do. You bother
okay,
him
but
all
that's
the time?
A cool job. I think
I, like, I love jobs.
DB,
like,
I agree. That's
pilot?
That is yes. That is a basic that you ask them what they do. So
yeah,
I'm
and then
fine.
You find out. And you latch on to something. But when they say they do some sort of like IT cyber thing, or it's like, I don't even get
no
it.
Interest. Some guy.
I have no idea.
I asked the guy, and he said something about financial analyst.
Okay.
Except he does something to prepare financially. I had no idea.
Brain glazes over.
Once he started saying right. financial analyst, is like, I'm out.
All right, hold on. It looks like GP's calling in. It looks like he may be joining on cakes. Oh, this is great. Grant, what's up, buddy?
What's going on? How are you?
What's up, Jeeps?
Doing great. How are you?
How was last night?
Well, two things. One, when I was on hold, I was hearing like BetQL, so I'm sure that's good. That's number one. Number two, everything's going swimmingly. Number two, I just wanted to give Cake some love. Star of the show last night for your boy. He gets into the suite, immediately offers to hold the baby for the wife.
I was
holding my 7-month-old for about, I don't know.
That's nice. I like to hold babies.
Yeah,
I
like
can see that.
A solid 12 to 15 minutes, I would say, Jeeps. Because look, I understand when young parents have babies, love it when other people offer to hold the babies, even if it's for 10 or 15 minutes, because it gives you a little bit of a break, a little bit of a respite.
My wife was singing your praises this morning. She got to like have a drink and eat. It was awesome.
Yeah.
But I do want to say that Cakes was not in any way exaggerating about his lack of small talk.
Yeah, get nothing, right? Get nothing.
When Will Dawkins got in there, I mean, that guy is dressed so well.
He's super nice, super
so
approachable.
Nice. He's the nicest.
Best dude in the world. Like, he was giving my kids hugs before he walked out of there.
I'll never criticize him. It doesn't matter. You can go over 80.
Right.
It doesn't
win
matter.
Win 10 games a year
he's
for 5 years.
He's the nicest guy.
Year, as far as I'm concerned, right?
Yeah.
But he gets in there, and he's like, he comes over and says hello. And I said, I didn't know if he had met you guys yet. I'm sure he has.
Mm-hmm.
But I just said, this is Cakes from the Junkies. And he extends his hand. And Cakes shakes his hand and immediately backpedals, like, into the corner of the room. Like, what?
I know. I'm telling you.
You got an intro and then you didn't even
look, there were five.
Where the bags and the burgers were. You just backpedaled like a dog into the 90 degree
angle of
the corner.
That was an entree into the conversation.
I know. I reverse entreed into the bathroom.
So when Dawkins leaves, literally about, he was in there for, I don't know, a good 20, 25 minutes.
Yeah.
Right.
Talking shop, talking basketball, how do you prep for the draft, whatever.
Right.
And just small talk. But at the end of it, he's literally like leaving, and he does one of the things again where it was like a high and bye, where he's like, hey, good to see you again. And Cakes comes back over and shakes his
head. Yeah, there had to be a start and an end.
Yeah.
So I bookended his visit.
But there was nothing in between.
Nothing in between.
No words.
Unless I missed an interaction.
No, you didn't miss anything.
Hey, not a word.
What was
the point of showing up then?
GP, is Cakes the most awkward junkie then?
Ooh, no, I don't see. I don't think he's awkward because, like, with us. I mean, it's just he's like part of the
right.
You know, he's making the rounds. He works the room. He talks to everybody.
Yeah, yeah.
But in terms of Will Dawkins last night, yeah, I would say.
Yeah, I just think that
I didn't have anything to say to him.
I mean, I could be wrong here. I just don't think you had any interest in talking shop with Will Dawkins. If that's carbs,
you're right.
And carbs comes into
yeah,
the
what if it was like, carbs?
Sweet,
like,
that might be different.
And probably
would have talked more to Carr.
But you don't have any interest in talking.
Is it just because you're filing the Wizards this year? You're just out.
I'm out. I'm cool with their plan, but
what am I talking about? Nine or ten wins. You were a Coulibaly guy. Now he's out for the year.
But you can do small talk. Like, where did you move? Where do you live, Will?
I don't care about any of that.
There are four or five other
people ready to jump into the void when I avoid the small
talk. Because they
talk.
All want to talk to
yes,
him.
Yeah, but you were put in a situation where now you were the center of attention for 2 seconds.
It was very fleeting.
I know.
It wasn't like it was a one-on-one with me and Will Dawkins. He was going around the table.
No, but Grant introduced you to him, and then you had nothing.
I had nothing.
You made sure it was fleeting.
I did. Yeah, I scurried away. You're right about that. I definitely scurried away
from
the conversation.
And by the way, that's also what people do when they're socially uncomfortable. They go to the low-hanging fruit. Go pick up the baby.
Pick up the baby or go to the bathroom.
Who can't talk to you? Who can't talk to you?
Wrong. I picked up the baby first thing.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Will Dawkins wasn't there for another hour.
No, no, no. It's still a conversation. That's the easy thing is you go play with the kid.
It led to conversation between me and Grant's wife. We were talking as I was holding the baby.
I know, but believe me, I've been there. I'm socially awkward too. You go talk to the easiest one to talk to, the baby.
It was fine.
Cakes was my MVP, guys. I got to say,
I had a weird interaction with Will. That's all.
I'm gonna give you credit though. I think if it was Mac, if it was Brian McClellan, you'd have been holding court.
Maybe a little bit.
He would have had more to say.
He's a little more intimidating. McClellan.
He would have had more to say, no doubt. He just would
look. I already talked to Will Dawkins for an hour when we were down at the entertainment and sports arena.
Hey, GP.
What if that was Stromer in the suite?
Oh, Stromer. We're pulling up a seat and not watching the Wizards game. We're just talking.
Yeah, you got more interest.
Hey, GP, you want to chime in? Our all dreamy Mount Rushmore?
Yeah, Mount Dreammore.
I have lots of thoughts on that. Yeah.
Hey, how about Steve Garvey back in the day?
God, Jason,
baseball guys.
Steve Garvey.
You know what? You've got an all handsome baseball.
He's
Mount
back
Rushmore.
In the news now.
Yeah,
he's like
running for
office.
Senate.
Is he really?
Yeah, yeah.
Steve Garvey was the man.
We had him in studio.
He was very dreamy.
Yeah. Go ahead, GP.
Right
what are your thoughts?
So you have to include Corey Kispert.
Yeah, that kid is good.
Even though he ate his booger, allegedly.
That's so alleged.
That was a video that
he's
was out
there.
He's
too handsome to eat anything coming out of his nose.
Go ahead.
Kispert's the 2 seed behind Willie, as far as I'm concerned.
Yeah.
The one I'm sure you guys are sleeping on is Stone Garrett from the Nationals.
Okay. I don't know him.
Oh, my God.
Stone Garrett, he's ripped.
Absolute fuck.
Oh, who was the guy that we fell in love with? With the teeth and the
Trevor Rosenthal.
Trevor Rosenthal.
Love that guy.
That guy was so handsome. Oh my God.
And sneaky Lane Thomas right now from the Nationals is a good looking guy.
That's my boy.
You're fresh off a spring training trip, so you got all those boys.
Yeah, exactly.
You probably went to the clubhouse. You didn't go in the shower, did you?
No, we stayed away from there. But,
didn't your daughters love Trey Turner back in the day, Trey Bay?
Oh, my daughters love Trey Bay. Still do.
Yeah. Grant, we gotta go. Good stuff.
All right, boys.
All right, thank you,
my MVP.
All right, buddy.
Thank you, Jeeps.
MVP, not for small talk.
You know what? We have to put Darcy in there too. That's a good looking dude.
Darcy Kuemper, dreamy, like light blue eyes.
That's a good looking dude.
Yeah, it looks right into your soul.
I think the bluest eyes. If we're getting really honestly, now I don't think he's dreamy.
Cal's
eyes are mesmerizing.
Back in the day, he was kind of dreamy. Back in the day,
maybe
in his prime.
Today he's dropped.
Why? Why do you say that?
He's just dropped. But
that's you saying that, not me.
His eyes are still a 10. His eyes are a 10 out of 10.
All right,
I don't have any idea what color your guys' eyes are.
Mine are dark, piercing blue.
I don't know about piercing. You don't have bad eyes, actually. Now that
Nobody looks at my eyes. The first time I've ever looked at your eyes, they look in the bags under my eyes. Okay, that's what everybody just jones on.
All right, we got to take a break for the junkies coming right.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout, 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
It's better over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/AcrossAmerica.
Up to four lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Back. I ran it by Drabby, said we should do it here. I can't believe that some of you guys didn't know that I don't tie my shoes, that I just I leave them permanently untied. And
I knew that.
I don't know anything about I don't observe anything about you guys other than like I know JP showers every day, but beyond that, like I don't know.
Yeah, that's
know.
Bizarre behavior.
That's bizarre.
Yeah, it is.
I
hope you guys shower every day too. Yeah, you just don't later. Do it in the morning.
Not in the mornings. No.
Yeah, later.
Tired.
Do you shower every day?
I skip days sometimes.
I really? Skip day here and there, but for the
especially
most part,
now I got
day.
The hot tub up and running.
Ah, hot tub. Yeah,
back in that hot tub mode.
I'm usually probably two a day.
Yeah.
You love showers.
No, but I mean, if you work out, aren't you going to shower after?
Yes. I hit the shower every day after the sauna. Every day.
Yeah.
In fact, I saw a guy get in the sauna, and then he went and put clothes on. I thought it was the weirdest thing I ever saw.
It's kind of weird.
Like, you're literally
just
drenched in sweat.
Pouring sweat.
I didn't understand the bit, but maybe he wanted to go home and shower. Maybe he was afraid of his little cakesy. No. All right. So here's the bit that I wanted to do.
Projection.
Here's the bit that I wanted. Mine has shrunk. Is let's go around the room without looking.
Yes.
And name each other's colors of their eyes. Well, I've known JP for 51 years.
All right.
I have no idea the color of JP.
Well, Cakes just said he has piercing blue.
I know Cakes
so
is
he's
out
off
it.
The board.
But I mean, it's just interesting because, like, do you notice?
I think
like, it's
yours are brown. Yours are hazel or
so
brown.
So we're honestly going to talk down. About the colors of our eyes.
Just for a second.
And not the NCAA Jason's, tournament?
No, we can. No, but just for just a second.
Oh, my gosh.
Are you observant? Do you know?
I'm gonna
you're an observant person.
All right.
Do you know
down.
What JP's eye color
brown.
Is? You're just saying brown.
Well, I mean, I'm just saying brown. I'm just guessing brown.
Okay. I would guess brown, too. I have no idea.
I have no idea, though. You're right.
JP, what color are your eyes?
Blue-green.
Okay.
I mean, they look.
What about Valdez?
I mean, look at them. They're not brown.
I got a list.
All right.
Valdez. JP is hazel/green, which I'm.
It's wrong.
Okay.
It's
Jason, I have his brown.
His blue.
His eyes are blue.
You have money, blue okay. eyes?
I've got blue eyes.
Has anybody
brown?
Ever told you you have money
are your eyes?
Eyes
brown?
I was told hazel, but I don't even know what hazel is.
It's kind of greenish brown.
I have Valdez's brown eyes.
Are you brown eyed?
Brown.
And Drab, I have blue eyes. I think that's close.
That's pretty close.
What is it?
Spot on for me.
Silly. Yep. I gaze deep into Drab's blue eyes.
Those of you that have blue
but
eyes.
But you knew me the longest and you botched me.
Well, I said hazel. You said you have green, right?
I don't have hazel or green. You can look at them. They're not hazel.
Yeah, I can barely see the color from here.
I can't tell.
Most people would take
no idea.
Are blue eyes Brett's blonde? In other words, are they on the same? Are
blue eyes are the one seed, the undisputed one seed.
They're the and blondes. Brett thinks blondes are the chosen one. Are blue eyes the chosen one?
Yes, I think in pop culture, yes. Blue eyes.
Has anybody ever told you have money? Blue eyes. Like
you looking at me?
Yeah, I'm asking you. You said you have blue eyes.
All the time.
They do.
I mean, when I was younger, when I was more handsome.
Really?
Yeah. When you had hair.
Yeah, me and DiCaprio.
Yeah.
No one has ever told me I have money eyes.
Let's see.
I don't, I guess. I got hurting hazel.
You got beady little eyes.
I got hazel. I don't even know what that is.
Well, Dina liked them.
She didn't care about them. Believe me.
Believe me. She liked them. Crazy. She liked those.
Mike Marr.
Those dirty eyes.
Those money hazel eyes. I don't think so. Well, actually, it was a song about hazel eyes, right?
Yes.
Who's that?
Kelly Clarkson. Kelly Clarkson.
Is it Kelly? Blondie or something. Isn't it like an old... Or Betty Davis eyes. That's Betty Davis eyes.
That's an old one.
All right.
That's Kim Carnes.
So your definition of hazel eyes would be greenish brown. So you got a little green. It's brown. Little, it's kind of imbo.
Green-eyed bandit.
Green brown.
Silly.
Old Donnie Simpson.
Now I feel like it. All right. Go ahead. We're getting into the turn.
It's Open Line Wednesday. Let's go to Victoria.
Victoria? All right. Hey, Victoria. What's up?
Hi, Jugs. How you doing?
Hello.
What's up?
This is Victoria from Longwood again.
Hey, how you doing?
Hello.
Oh, how you guys doing? Now, I also have to remind you guys that I'm a 20-year-plus listener.
Okay.
I go back to the nighttime show game.
We appreciate
that.
Who
has the best eyes of the
junk? So hold on. You went to Longwood or you work for Longwood?
I work for Longwood. I've worked here for 10 years.
Gotcha.
My eyes are going crazy.
All right.
And who has the most? I'd have to go with Lurch.
Lurch has the best eyes?
Well, I have to say that because Lurch is the one who encouraged you guys to choose Longwood as your team to root for this tournament.
Oh, okay.
I'm going
with Lurch. We definitely did a couple years ago. Was that last
100%.
Year or two?
Yeah. That's like Longwood stuff.
Well, we had the coach on, Griff Aldrich.
Yep. I think I wore my Longwood shirt yesterday at the gym.
Yeah, we still got Longwood gear. Yeah, we
light blue or something. Yeah.
It's dark blue. I sent a box already, but I'll send some more because the merch that is in demand is, you know how the tournament warm-up shirts say like the school and energy? Well, the Longwood Energy ones, everybody wants.
Oh, really?
The fire. Interesting.
So I wanted to talk hoops, though.
Are they playing tomorrow or Friday?
They're playing on Friday, like 9:20.
Oh, 9:20 tip. Oh, yeah, here. It's playing 9:20 on TNT. Got it.
Yeah. And, we're feeling good about it. And I will say, though, so of all the teams in the DMV, only Howard...
Right.
And UVA, which you saw how that went last night.
Yeah, they were embarrassing.
And which the other school? Howard, you'll have to remind.
In the
two out of three appearances in the last.
In the DMV? Well, not that UVA is really DMV.
Well, it's Virginia.
Well, I know. Well, Virginia Tech's Virginia.
How far is Longwood from D.C.? Pretty far, right?
Nah, it's about 2 hours.
Yeah. Okay. So you're talking about JMU. That's who you're.
JMU, they have not been in the tournament this is their first appearance in years.
Oh, yeah. I thought you just were talking about the DMV
teams. No,
she said
in the last 2 years.
Oh, yeah. Longwood, that's an incredible run.
Longwood has been in the tournament the last two of 3 years, those appearances. And the only other ones that have done that are Howard and UVA, and I'm leaving someone out.
Two of the last three?
Not VCU.
I'd have to
it's
look.
It's okay. We'll figure it out.
Yeah.
We'll
Victoria, we got to run.
All right. Anyway,
so good luck against Houston.
Go Wood.
Go Wood.
All right.
Bye, guys. Thanks for everything.
All right.
Thank you.
All right. Thank you.
Coming up next, we'll talk some NFL. Sheil Kapadia, senior NFL writer and host of the Ringer NFL show, joins us next here on the Junkies.
Okay. Picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/AcrossAmerica.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.